Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either listening to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. And then we welcome our good friends joining us on the East Coast worldwide through dcnowradio.com. We're glad you all could join us as well. Our next guest is someone that really needs no introduction. Recording artist Trenice is joining us live to talk to us not only about her love of music, but also this journey for her. Many people got to know her from season 2 of American Idol. She's here to talk to us not only about that experience and how it moved her in propelling her career forward, but also what she's up to now, traveling the world, being able to not only be able to share her music with the world, but also learning more along the way. We're going to talk to her about all of that and more. Before we get an opportunity to talk to Trenice, though, one of the things that was so great about her, and I think more than people might remember about her just being on television, is that she is really talented. She really can sing. Here is Trenice singing Simply Beautiful by, of course, the legendary Al Green. We'll be right back with Conversations Live and our conversation with Trenice. Make sure you stay with us. Thank you. That was Simply Beautiful by Trenice, right here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com as well as through our friends at dcnowradio.com. As I said, we actually have the artist joining us today to talk to us about her life journey and also what's coming up next for her. Trenice, thank you so much for being with us today on Conversations Live. Hello, Trenice, can you hear us? Okay, we seem to be having a slight technical issue with Trenice's side of the show. What we're going to do is keep trying to get that fixed. We're going to take a commercial break here. When we come back, we'll try again to get Trenice in with us. You're listening to us here on Conversations Live. Make sure you stay tuned.
Cassandra, what's wrong with you?
I guess I'm still reeling after that crazy date.
I told you you're wasting your money on that dating service. What was that last one's name?
Richard.
Yeah, the one who asked for a loan after 2 weeks. And then there was Doug the crackhead.
Former crackhead.
Right, somebody put that crack pipe in his briefcase. Really, Cassandra?
In L. Reitha Thomas's new novel, Married in the Nick of Nine, Cassandra Whitmore has it all. But what she really wants is a husband. And she wants to nab him before her 30th birthday. Her determination pays off when she meets Nick Hart. He is everything she could have hoped for. There's only one catch. He lives in New York. Cassandra falls in love and makes the move, but soon discovers there's something rotten in the Big Apple.
Here's what readers are saying about this summer's hottest new novel.
Married in the Nick of Nine was a fantastic book. Once I started reading it, I couldn't put it down.
Anybody who is a reader must get Married in the Nick of Nine.
It was amazing. I loved it. I would buy it again, and I'm definitely going to give it to my girlfriend.
Married in the Nick of Nine, available now on Amazon.com.
Visit Married in the Nick of Nine.
Are you tired of sitting around thinking of your next move? Do you have a talent or gift and not sure what to do with it? Have you been looking for a platform to share your gift or talent? Then you've come to the right place. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and I'm inviting you to the 2012 Fashion, Beauty, and Beyond Dare to Dream Cruise. It's coming up October the 14th through the 21st. Come support or get involved in the film festival, the pageant, or even the mini workshops, which include acting, modeling, photo shoots, writing tips, branding your business, singing, and so much more. If you want to get away while continuing to network and market yourself, then this is the cruise for you. Not only is this 7-day Caribbean cruise for aspiring go-getters like yourself, but open to everyone just looking to enjoy themselves and have a great time. Cabin prices start at only $699 per person with a chance to win free room and board as well as a photo shoot. So come and make some memories on this pleasurable getaway. For more information, go to the website www.d2dcruise.com. Again, that's www.d2dcruise.com or email info@d2dcruise.com. Again, that's info@d2dcruise.com. To make your deposit or to ensure that you keep these prices, make sure you call Royal Caribbean Groups at 1-800-465-3595 and hit option 3. Again, that's 1-800-465-3595 and hit option 3. And mention group number 181-0114. Again, that group number is 181-0114. If you dare to dream, then you'll be there as dreams do come true. And we're back with Conversations Live, and today we're supposed to have been speaking with recording artist Trenice. We seem to be having some technical issues with her side of the program. I know that she is traveling, so it might have something to do with that, so we do apologize about that. What we're going to do is turn you over for the radio side to our regular programming there, our music mix. For those joining us through dcnowradio.com, keep in mind that at 7 p.m. Eastern, you'll be hearing my interview with James LaShore. He has been known from roles such as NYPD Blue as well as Las Vegas, but more importantly lately, he's been on the hit TBS show Men at Work. He's going to be talking about that journey as an actor, what it's been like for him to be able to bring life to these characters, and where you can be expecting to find him next. So again, that's actor James LaShore is coming up at 7 p.m. Eastern right on dcnowradio.com. It's an exclusive for them. Again, for our listeners that are joining us online through blogtalkradio.com, I'll be back with you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time for our friends on the West Coast for our primetime edition of our program. I want to make sure you join us then. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And we're back with Conversations Live and our listeners joining us both on the radio dial as well as online. I'm Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could be with us. I think we have Trenice with us now to talk to us a little bit about her journey in music and also what she's been up to recently. Trenice, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been trying to get on for quite some time. It's been Skype. It hasn't been me.
Oh, it's okay. We're just glad that you're able to join us. Trenice, you know, your career has really been amazing. And I was mentioning earlier in the program that many people got to know you, of course, through American Idol Season 2. But you have really been moving onward and upward since then. What has it been like for you to do something that you're obviously great at, but then to be able to share it literally with the world the way that you have been?
I have to tell you that, you know, I do feel absolutely blessed to be able to have worked, you know, 9 years, 10 years consistently since American Idol. And, you know, I think a lot of that is just a matter of me surrounding myself with really, really good people who have been in the business for a long time, people that have believed in me since day one, and then just having the discipline to just keep going, you know.
Right.
We all know that there can only be one winner on the show, but to me, you know, winning is not a place in a race. It's more so what you do with the spot that you're in and the circumstances that you're given. And I hope that, you know, even though I did not win first place, that people still look at it as a win. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And it has been a win. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Trenice.
No. I was just saying because I know in my heart that I do, you know, it's not about a number. It's just about, you know, accomplishing the goals that you set out for yourself. So.
Right. And I think that is what it is that has kept the attention on you, is that it's not just about, well, I didn't come in first, so I'm going to give up. I mean, for you, it seems as though, if anything, you became more determined to show what you were able to do. Do you feel as though experiences like that, and I'll call it an experience, experiences like American Idol, really show you not only, you know, what goes on in this business literally every day, it seems like, but also what happens anytime you hit a snag or you don't reach the level that you might be attaining to at a certain time, the importance of sticking with it and not giving up?
Yes, I mean, that is the ultimate goal. You know, we were very, very young when we got on that show, and I know for me personally, all I wanted to do was sing. You know,
right.
I didn't think about the behind the scenes, what goes on behind the scenes and the politics of it. You know, all I knew was I've been singing in my room with a hairbrush since I was about 2 years old, and it's been a lifelong dream. And so it didn't stop with American Idol, and it won't. You know, for me, the industry tells you that you're only as good as your last project. And in my mind, I just said, you know, well, don't let American Idol be the last thing on your resume. And luckily, you know, through word of mouth and sometimes through auditions and just persevering, I've been able to continue what I love to do. And hopefully the album will be like the last staple. Maybe not the last staple, but maybe the one of many, I'll say. Kind of a means to an end, you know, of me getting to that goal, you know, because it's still my goal to have a record. And everything else has been wonderful, but that has been my main goal, you know.
You know, you have seen firsthand, Trenice, what it's like to experience the universal power of music. You've traveled the world. You've been able to meet with your fans. How much of that fuels your determination and also your drive to not only keep going, but to be the best that Trinise can be?
I think it's the number one thing that keeps you going is the fans and the friendship that you have with your fans, because, even on, I call them dark days. On dark days, when you have that moment when you're sitting and you're thinking too much and you're going, oh, I've done this, but I haven't done this. And I've been here, but I haven't been here. And you might want to compare yourself to other artists. But there's always that email, that blog, that inbox message, that DM, that tweet that makes me, realize that, you're on your own path and you've accomplished so much on your own without so much PR, without all of the, big record companies and stuff. You've kept going. And I know that my fans, Team Trinise, always gets me back on track. They allow me to breathe when I need to and vent when I need to and uplift me, and hopefully I uplift them as well. And it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling to have your fans understand what you're going through and be on that road with you.
Exactly. We had the privilege of listening to you sing Simply Beautiful at the beginning of the program. And, mm-hmm. I think the soulfulness that comes out of your voice is one thing that people gravitate towards, Trinise. But also it's the sincerity in your voice. For some people, music is just something to do. It's very obvious, though, for me, that for you, music is what you do. This music is who you are. Do you feel as though it's music that has gotten you through also those dark times and has kept you being able to look to the light and not to go into the darkness?
Absolutely. Just in general, music is the air that I breathe. When I'm in the studio, I'm on a complete high, and it's a high that can't be reached by anyone or anything else. It's just me and the music, or me and the producer, or me and the lyrics. And when I get in the studio, I'm glad that you mentioned the word sincere, because it's something that I've told my management that I've wanted to make sure that this record was. I could do the whole dance album that everybody else is doing right now, the trance music and those types of sounds that everyone else is doing right now. But I decided that I'm going to have to go against the grain and stick out on my own and kind of be soulful and do what I know my voice is best for.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just too easy to fall into that trap. And, the next thing you put the record out, you're not happy with it. You're only doing what's now and what's in and what's current. And I just kind of feel like there's no point in me starting off my career that way when I know that I wouldn't be authentic to what I know I can do and what I'm best at. And so I'm really happy that you mentioned that word, because that is exactly what I'm going for on this album.
For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege of speaking with recording artist Trinise. We're talking to her not only about the literary and musical journey that she's been on, being able to write and to be able to perform, but also being able to enjoy the experience that she's having right now. You talk about the new project. For you, I hear other recording artists and even some authors that we have on this program, Trinise, talk about it almost like the birthing experience. Is that what it feels like for you? Is this the labor pains that you're experiencing right now?
I don't know, because I don't know how labor pains feel. but I have to say that it is sort of a rebirth of me, It takes a long time, I think, to try to figure out where you fit in when it comes to the industry, because, a lot of singers sing and a lot of singers sang, but it's a whole other thing to put an album together, because you have to figure out the genre, the style, the lyrical content, what do I want to sing about? And what am I willing to put on display? And that's the process that I'm in now. So I think I'm kind of in that stage where, you know, if you will, if you want to use sort of a metaphor, it's kind of like I'm in that stage where I'm planning to have a child.
Okay.
I'm picking out the names and, you know.
Okay, I like that.
I'm painting the room right now yellow because I don't know if it's going to be a boy or a girl. I'm
right.
in that stage
okay.
of the whole process. So I'm rather excited about everything because it's coming together on its own. And that's something that has always been hard for me is that I think I've been trying to force something to exist. You know, I'm sure you've had people on the air before that knows a lot of people, and I know a lot of people in the industry, but I've always told people it's not about who you know, it's about
right.
who you know that will do something for you. And
okay.
to be quite honest, there aren't very many, you know. Everyone wants to congratulate you after the fact, but it's you that has to get you there. So once I realized that, you know, it's just been an easy ride. It's like, you know, management calls and they go, oh, this person is interested in recording. And, you know, it's just a matter of your schedule and all of that. And it seems so surreal, but it's gratifying and it hasn't even happened yet.
Wow. Well, that is one of the amazing things about speaking to individuals like you, Trenise, is that being able to see it through your eyes. I know it's one thing once we actually pop in the CD or, you know, or turn it on our computer, but the process, as you're talking about there, I think is also so exciting. Again, a recording artist, Trenise, is who's joining us, sharing a part of her journey with all of us. Trenise, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and also keep updated on the album and the project.
Absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter, of course, at Trenise. It's pretty easy there. It's just Trenyce. And then I have a Facebook fan page. My personal page is full, but I do have a Facebook fan page. And then there's also, what else do I have? Formspring. I'm on Formspring as well if you have any questions that you want to ask, but you're a little afraid to send me an inbox message. I'm also there. And right now we're in the midst of reconstructing my webpage, which will be officialtrenise.com. So that's how you can stay in touch with me.
All right. Well, definitely it's been a pleasure and an honor to speak with you, Trenise. Congratulations on all the success, and we're looking forward to more great and exciting things coming from you. And please come back and keep us posted on the album. We'd love to talk to you again.
I absolutely will. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no problem. Glad to do it. Again, recording artist Trenise, everyone. Make sure you're following her on Twitter. At Trenise is where you can find her there. That's at Trenyce is where you can find her there. And she had a great question today, actually, so you want to make sure you head over to her Twitter page and be able to answer the question that she posted today. I answered it, and I invite you to do the same thing. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program on the radio side, as well as those tuning in right now through blogtalkradio.com. If you're listening in through dcnowradio.com, stay tuned because at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, that's 4 p.m. Pacific time, we have my interview with actor James LeSure. Again, many of you have gotten to know him from the TBS show Men at Work. He's going to be here to talk to us about the show. As you know, it was just announced this week that it's been picked up for a second season. But we're going to be talking about his various roles on shows like NYPD Blue, Las Vegas. You've probably seen him all over the place. We're going to talk to him about all of that and what's coming up next for him as well. Again, as a DC Now Radio .com exclusive, so make sure you head over there to dcnowradio.com to be able to hear that interview. For our Blog Talk listeners, I'll be back with you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern, so make sure you tune in for our primetime edition of our program. Our radio listeners, I know you'll be there with us as well. Until then, my name is Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure to take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.